From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Students of the Florida High School, where a gunman killed 17 people in a mass shooting on Valentine's Day, February 14th, vow they will not stay quiet in the face of continuing danger from guns. One student, Emma Gonzalez, has become the face of a student revolt against lax U.S. gun laws after she condemned the politicians, including U.S. President Donald Trump, who have accepted campaign contributions from the National Rifle Association.
To every politician who is taking donations from the NRA, shame on you.
American students across the country are discussing ways to counter the U.S. gun culture and social media movements such as the hashtag NextMeNext and the hashtag NeverAgain campaigns. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says evidence of Russia tampering in the 2016 presidential election was clear-cut Friday after indictments were levied against 13 Russian individuals and three Russian companies.
And as you can see with the FBI indictment, the evidence is now really incontrovertible and available in the public domain.
President Donald Trump said Sunday he believes Russia has been widely successful in disrupting the U.S. political landscape with its interference in the 2016 election because of the subsequent months-long investigations it spawned. Iran's foreign minister on Monday again dismissed the Israeli prime minister's showing off what he claimed was part of a downed Iranian drone.
These are gimmicks. Look at the realities.
In a speech at the Munich Security Conference Sunday, Benjamin Netanyahu declared that Iran's brazenness hit new heights and theatrically held up a fragment of what he said was an Iranian drone shot down last week by Israel in Israeli airspace. This is VOA News. Iran's Press TV is reporting that search and rescue teams have reached the site of the plane crash that authorities say killed 65 people, although Iran's civil aviation has not confirmed that. Jeff Custer has more.
The plane went down on Sunday in foggy weather, crashing into Mount Dina in southern Iran. It was an Aceman Airlines ATR-72, a twin-engine turboprop used for short-distance regional flying. Iran TV says search teams reached the crash site before dawn on Monday. The crash was yet another fatal aviation disaster for Iran, which for years was barred from buying necessary airplane parts due to Western sanctions over its contested nuclear program. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The U.S. is indicating a new willingness to talk with North Korea, but it is still difficult to see peaceful resolution to the nuclear crisis on the Korean Peninsula in the near future. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Sunday that he is intent on keeping the channels of communication open with North Korea and is listening for an indication that Kim Jong-un's government is ready to talk. The shift in tone coming from the Trump administration towards supporting unconditional exploratory talks with Pyongyang has come in response to the Olympic detente negotiated by South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Oxfam released an internal investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct. In it, the report says former Haiti country director Ronald Van Havermouren admitted using prostitutes at his restaurants during a relief mission. David Doyle has more.
Oxfam's country director in Haiti admitted using prostitutes at his residence during a relief mission before his resignation in 2011. It is the first time that Oxfam has directly addressed allegations against Roland Van Havermouren, who ran the Oxfam operation in Haiti following an earthquake there. He's denied paying for sex with prostitutes and abusing minors. But those allegations have triggered a crisis in the aid sector, with Britain and the European Union now reviewing the funding for Oxfam.
That was reporter David Doyle. Bangladeshi officials say representatives from Bangladesh and Myanmar will meet Tuesday to discuss the repatriation to Myanmar of more than 6,500 Rohingya Muslims trapped on a strip of unclaimed land between the two countries. However, several officials contacted in neighboring Myanmar said they were not aware of the plans for a meeting. Russia could lose its chance to be reinstated before the end of the Winter Olympics because of a doping charge against curling bronze medalist Alexander Kreshelnitsky. The Court of Arbitration for Sports said in a statement Monday that it has initiated a procedure involving Kreshelnitsky, who finished third in mixed doubles with his wife, Anastasia Brizgalova. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Oh, yeah.